Hello, it's time for a news update, which means it's time for a news update. Tim Ray with On The Yacht News. $17 million worth of damage has been sustained so far in the Largs Bay Marina fire. The fire was started in the early hours of Friday morning last week after electrical equipment being used for an outdoor broadcast created sparks, causing a grass fire, which firefighters have found uncontrollable. As the fire rages out of control, station officer Basil Steele had this to say.
Yeah, at the moment, 17 appliances are being utilised to try and bring the Largs Bay Marina fire under control. Containment lines established 3 days ago have failed as strong northerly winds have made fighting the fire extremely hazardous and difficult. Fire investigators suspect that out-of-date equipment was used during the outdoor broadcast, with some pieces of equipment dating back to the 1920s. The Radio Transmission Historical Society is helping with their investigation.
Station officer Basil Steele there. Checking the obituaries now with Mr. Hollywood himself, Richard Wright, live from New York.
Tim, hello! Oh my God, Tim, hello! Oh my God!
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Tim. Oh, I am so good. Hello from the Big Apple. Oh my God, there are so many celebrities here and they're all dying. Oh, I'm here reporting from the Lower East Side Manhattan morgue. We got everyone's famous here. If you're famous and you die in New York City, you end up right here. We got Hollywood people here on vacation. We got millionaires. I got a list here if you want me to read them.
No, Richard, that's not necessary. Who are the dying people wearing?
Oh, Tim, oh my God. Well, the ones that are wearing something. Woo! Well, Tim, John Updike here is wearing Armani. He's wearing a beautiful Armani body bag. Oh, it's gorgeous. There's sequins and... Oh my God! I wish I was in one of those things. Yeah, the police are leading me away now, so I gotta go. See you later, Tim! Woo!
The very much alive Mr. Hollywood, Richard Wright, live from New York. Time now to check in with Nick Blue.
Yeah, how you going, Tim? Just checking the vital signs for the drive home here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. There's some traffic lights flashing red on West Terrace, just like the hot, hot deals at Red's Bathroom Supplies. Soundproof your bathroom today. There's a burst water main on the corner of Port Rush and Green Hill Road, just next to Tony's Golf Bunker. Brand new location on the corner of Port Rush and Green Hill Road. Look for the fountain, but watch out for the water hazard. And got an accident at the South Road Anzac Highway underpass. A cyclist has been run over by a steamroller. He's as flat as a pancake. This week at Paddy's Pancake Parlour, you can get a free small pancake with the purchase of 12 large pancakes. Paddy's Pancake Parlour, Baker's Dozen Pancake Special. You've never had a Paddy's Pancake until you've had a Paddy's Pancake. And just a reminder, if you own and operate a steamroller, it can be a lot of fun to squish things, but please do watch out for cyclists and remember to share the road, even if you are constructing it and the cyclist is an idiot who's only riding a bike because he saw the Tour Down Under on TV. Tim?
Thanks, Nick. Nick Blue. Nick, I've been meaning to ask, how's the wife going?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Just answering your question here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. The wife's been good, except for a small problem in the bedroom. Can't seem to satisfy her anymore, but that's okay, because I picked up a vial of Dunkley's nasal spray for only $12.95 down at the local chemist. Hasn't seemed to make much difference, seeing as though my wife's sleeping with my brother, Tim.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Blue there. Oh, sorry, Nick. One more question. How's that hair problem going?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Just checking the mirror now. I can see several grey hairs forming in the temples, and my toupee seems to be falling off. That's okay, because I've had a Norman Vine hair transplant for only $10.95 down at the local servo. But it doesn't seem to matter because I'm on the radio and no one can see my face anyway, Tim.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Blue there in the Red's Bathroom Supplies, Tony's Golf Bunker, Paddy's Pancake Emporium...
Parlour.
Fuck. Paddy's Pancake Parlour, Traffic Centre. Commercial endorsement. And the weather for tomorrow. Weather is expected in the Adelaide metropolitan area over the next 48 to 72 hours. The volcano eruption threat in South Australia remains low, and Australia continues to hurtle towards Indonesia and Papua New Guinea at 73 millimetres per year. And it's going to be, 35 degrees tomorrow. That's the latest from the newsroom. I'm Tim Ray. And now, the BBC.
What? Oh, for fuck's sake, David! Will you ever give me the right bit of information? I'm a very busy man. I've got to catch a plane at 10 o'clock in the morning to raise fucking money for fucking charity, and I've got these people here shoving stuff up my bloody nose and my ass, my back against the wall, and I have to put up with your incompetence. I'm fucking sick of it. And for the... for the last... for the last time, David, will you clean up? Will you clean this dust? What is it, David?
Oh. And now, more from On the Yacht.